My Life Today, September 8, Enoch's Life of Holiness, Examples of Sanctified Lives. Enoch walked with God 300 years. There was a line of holy men who, elevated and ennobled by communion with God, lived as in the companionship of heaven. They were men of massive intellect, of wonderful attainments. They had a great and holy mission, to develop a character of righteousness, to teach a lesson of godliness, not only to the men of their time, but for future generations. Of Enoch it is written that he lived 65 years and begat a son. After that he walked with God 300 years. During these earlier years, Enoch had loved and feared God and had kept his commandments. From the lips of Adam, he had learned the dark story of the fall and the cheering one of God's grace as seen in the promise, and he relied upon the Redeemer to come. But after the birth of his first son, Enoch reached a higher experience. He was drawn into a closer relationship with God. He realized more fully his own obligations and responsibility as a son of God. And as he saw the child's love for its father, its simple trust in his protection, as he felt the deep, yearning tenderness of his own heart for that firstborn son, he learned a precious lesson of the wonderful love of God to men in the gift of his Son, and the confidence which the children of God may repose in their heavenly Father. The infinite, unfathomable love of God, through Christ, became the subject of his meditations day and night, and with all the fervor of his soul he sought to reveal that love to the people among whom he dwelt. Enoch's walk with God was not in a trance or a vision, but in all the duties of his daily life, in the family and in his intercourse with men, as a husband and father, a friend, a citizen. He was the steadfast, unwavering servant of the Lord.